Blog Talk Radio.
Dan Rather?
What's your name, sir?
And what is your name, sir? Take your hands off of me.
Dan Rather?
Unless you intend to arrest me, don't push me, please. I know you won't, but don't push me. Take your hands off of me unless you plan to arrest me.
Wait a minute.
Walters, you can see.
I don't know what's going on, but these are security people apparently around Dan.
We're
obviously getting roughed up.
We tried to talk to the man, and we got bodily pushed out of the way. This is the kind of thing that's been going on outside the hall. This is the first time we've had it happen inside the hall. I'm sorry to be out of breath, but somebody belted me in his stomach during that. What happened is a Georgia delegate, at least he had a Georgia delegate sign on, was being hauled out of the hall. We tried to talk to him to see why, who he was, and what the situation was. And at that instant, the security people... as you can see, put me on the deck. I didn't do very well.
I think we've got a bunch of thugs here, Dan.
And the brain power that I think a president needs. I have really become alarmed with some of the candidates on the Republican side. They are so short of talent and so short of skill, I would hate to see them or even contest seriously for the presidency. But then again, I think the Republican Party will take care of that.
Would Jeb Bush be their best candidate in your view?
I think Bush would be the best candidate on the Republican side.
Can he get the nomination?
He can get the nomination because I think the Republicans are practical. They became practical in 2012 when they figured out how to win the election sufficiently in every district that they needed to win in order to push Nancy Pelosi out and in order to push the U.S. Senate into the hands on the Republican side of the aisle in that two-year cycle. It was a magnificent performance by them. And they did not allow the Tea Party to interfere. They didn't allow any of the crazy, nutty stuff that happens with some of the Republicans to interfere. They made it appear as if they were reflective of all America. They will do that again in their nominee for president. And that's why it's going to be really important for the Hillary Clinton operation to be a distinct alternative to that.
you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
where to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run Al Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!